Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in New Delhi today. Russian President says India-Russia collaboration is not directed against any country, but to safeguard national interests of two sides. Reserve Bank of India to announce its bi-monthly monetary policy this morning. Civil Aviation Ministry and DGCA review situation arising out of IndiGo's widespread operational disruptions and flight cancellations. NIA conducts searches at multiple locations in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Haryana and arrests four persons in connection with illegal arms trafficking. And India sends additional assistance to cyclone-hit Sri Lanka as death toll crosses 485. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in New Delhi today. Both leaders will review progress in bilateral relations and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed following the talks, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Putin arrived in New Delhi last evening on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. He was received warmly by Prime Minister Modi at the airport. The Russian president will be accorded a ceremonial reception at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. The visiting dignitary will pay his respects to Mahatma Gandhi by laying a wreath at Rajghat. In the evening, President Draupadi Murmu will receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honor. Our correspondent reports that India and Russia are celebrating 25th anniversary of the declaration of their strategic partnership.
Over the last 11 years, Prime Minister Modi and President Putin have met 19 times. Annual summit is the highest institutionalized dialogue mechanism between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi received the Order of the Holy Apostle Andrew I, which is the highest Russian state honor in July last year. Bilateral trade stood at a record high of over $68 billion in 2024-25. Both leaders have set a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. The two countries are cooperating closely on Gaganyaan mission, which is India's first human spaceflight program. Consulates General of India were recently inaugurated in Kazan and Ekaterinburg. President Putin's visit will provide an opportunity for the leadership of India and Russia to set the vision for strengthening the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two nations. Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that India-Russia collaboration is not directed against any country and it is solely aimed at safeguarding the national interests of the two nations. In the context of India's energy ties with Russia, Mr. Putin said certain actors dislike New Delhi's growing role in international markets in view of its close relations with Moscow, and these elements are aiming to constrain India's influence for political reasons by imposing artificial obstacles. Referring to Western sanctions against Moscow, the Russian president said his country's energy cooperation with New Delhi largely remains unaffected. He was talking to a TV channel ahead of his two-day visit to India, rejecting Washington's objection to India procuring crude oil from Russia. Mr. Putin said, if the US has the right to buy Russian fuel, why shouldn't India have the same privilege? The Russian president said that India cannot be treated the way it was several decades back. Mr. Putin said, Prime Minister Modi is not someone who succumbs to pressure easily and Indian people should be proud of their leader. Mr. Putin said, Russia is not simply selling defense technology to India, but it is sharing it with New Delhi. The Reserve Bank of India will announce its bi-monthly monetary policy today. Monetary Policy Committee of the RBI began its three-day deliberations in Mumbai on Wednesday. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will announce the decision this morning. Some experts believe that a 25 basis point reduction in interest rate is likely to come. The meeting is taking place against the backdrop of falling inflation and rising GDP growth. The RBI has reduced the key short-term lending rate by 100 basis points in three tranches beginning February this year. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Shah will attend several programs in Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar, Vav Tharad and Banaskantha. Mr. Shah is also expected to inaugurate several key infrastructure and public amenity projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation. We have a report.
Mr. Shah will begin his day with the inauguration of Swadeshotsav, the event organized by Swadeshi Jagran Manch at GMDC ground in Ahmedabad. Thereafter, the minister is scheduled to address the NABARD IAMAI Earth Summit 2025-26. This two-day summit will focus on the theme of empowering rural innovation for global change and the vital role of cooperative societies in India's rural growth. Later, the minister will dedicate several public amenities and civic projects in Gandhinagar, including a newly constructed railway overbridge and the underbridge sports complex. Mr. Shah will also inaugurate a primary health center and several other public welfare projects in his Lok Sabha constituency, Gandhinagar. The minister is also scheduled to attend the closing ceremony of the Sansad Sports Festival, followed by the inauguration of Ahmedabad Shopping Festival in the evening. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has held a review meeting with Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu, along with senior officials from the Ministry of Civil Aviation and IndiGo's top leadership after the airline reported major disruptions across its network since late November 2025. The airline has been cancelling around 170 to 200 flights per day, far above the normal level. During the meeting, the minister criticized the manner in which the situation has been handled by the airline. He added that ample preparatory time had been available to ensure a seamless transition to the new regulatory requirements. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested four persons in connection with an organized illegal arms and ammunition trafficking case. 22 teams of the NIA conducted extensive searches at multiple locations across three states. These included seven locations in the Nalanda, Sheikhpura and Patna districts of Bihar, 13 locations in Auraya district of Uttar Pradesh and two locations in Kurukshetra district of Haryana. During the searches, the team seized a large quantity of arms and ammunition of different bores, over 1 crore rupees in cash from several digital and electronic devices containing incriminating data and incriminating documents including fake and suspicious identity documents. The cybercrime cases involving communication devices like mobile phones or computers as a medium to target the gullible people of the country are on the rise. As per the latest published report of 2023, crime in India of the National Crime Records Bureau, the data shows an increase of over 33,000 cases in the year 2023 as compared to the year 2021. The total recorded cybercrime cases in India in 2021 were over 52,000, which has risen to over 86,000 in 2023. This information was provided by the Minister of State for Home Affairs, Bandi Sanjay Kumar, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha yesterday.
Amongst the northern region states of Punjab, Haryana and Himachal Pradesh, Haryana is leading with 751 cases of cybercrime, followed by Himachal Pradesh with 127 in the year 2023. A tremendous increase in cybercrime cases has been seen in Himachal as compared to year 2022, when the hill state recorded just 77 cases. However, Punjab has shown a decline. It has recorded 511 cases in 2023 as compared to 697 cases in the year 2022. Amongst the six union territories in the northern region, Delhi is leading with 407 cases, followed by 185 in Jammu and Kashmir and 23 in Chandigarh. The Ministry of Home Affairs has provided assistance to 20 states and union territories for strengthening DNA analysis and cyber forensic capacities under Nirbhaya funded scheme as well. Under this scheme, Punjab has received Rs 7.98 crore, followed by Himachal Pradesh with Rs 7.29 crore since financial year 2018-19. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
The Special Intensive Revision, SIR, is going on in West Bengal. The Special Role Observer for the state, retired IS officer Subrata Gupta, and other role observers are meeting district election officers and other officials, as well as representatives of political parties. More from our correspondent.
The digitization work of enumeration forms is going in West Bengal on a day-to-day basis as part of Special Intensive Revision SIR. EROs, AEROs and BLOs are conducting the SIR with diligence in the state. Durgadas Samanta, booth-level officer of the 128 part number of Bankura Municipality of the Bankura District of West Bengal, shared his experience with Akashvani.
SIR kaj bhalobhabei hocche.
SIR work is continuing satisfactorily. Individuals are filling their forms. People are participating in the process. Dead voters' names are being uploaded with death certificates. I am getting full cooperation from all. Additional Chief Electoral Officer, West Bengal, Mr. Arindam Niyogi, informed Akashvani up to 92% digitization work of enumeration forms has been completed.
The Election Commission, in its recent directive, has increased the date of submission of enumeration form to 11th December, and the publication of draft electoral roll will be on 16th December. At present, out of the 7.66 crore voters of West Bengal, enumeration forms have been digitized up to 92%, that is for 7.5 crore, and 6.84% forms are uncollectible. So that makes around 99%. Digitization and uncollectible forms. So we can say that 99% of the work is completed till date in West Bengal.
Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Sri Lanka's disaster toll has risen sharply, with the Disaster Management Center confirming 486 deaths and 341 people missing. More than 1.71 lakh individuals from over 51,000 families remain displaced and sheltered in 1,231 relief centers nationwide. Amid continuing hardship, India's Operation Sagar Bandhu has expanded its emergency response. Indian efforts continue through airlifting of stranded victims, providing medical assistance and helping re-establish connectivity. More from a correspondent.
As Sri Lanka continues to reel under the worst devastation in decades caused by Cyclone Ditwa, India's assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu remains a critical lifeline on the ground. The human toll remains staggering, with lives lost, families displaced and communities cut off. Indian Air Force helicopters are continuing to airlift the stranded to safety, while engineering teams race to rebuild vital links using rapidly deployable Bailey bridges. So far, India has sent 3 rapidly deployable bridges that will help in re-establishing connectivity to places which are cut off because of the destroyed bridges. Further, in flood-hit Indivitya, the Arogya Maitri Bhisham Cubes has turned an open space into a fully functional medical center, delivering power, diagnostics and treatment where services had collapsed. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thanks, Anuja. The dailies have widely covered Russian president's visit to India, marking another milestone in India-Russia relationship, citing PM Modi breaking protocol to welcome friend Putin. Hindustan Times writes, PM Putin bonhomie sets tone for crucial defense trade talks. Under the headline, American Dreams has new country code at IITs, Economic Times reports about the tectonic shift of biggest jobs offers in terms of pay packages coming for roles in India, Netherlands, Singapore and UK. The Asian Age quoting Union Minister says, new toll system with barrier-free collection across India in a year. And finally, in a first, Bengaluru Airport deploys novel system to aid flyers with reduced mobility, designed to enable safe and seamless boarding and disembarking for passengers, cites The Hindu, adding, the mobility assist transforms the transfer experience by mechanically assisting children and passengers with reduced mobility directly from their wheelchair during boarding, deplaning on intra-terminal movement. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in New Delhi today. Russian President says India-Russia collaboration is not directed against any country, but to safeguard national interests of two sides. Reserve Bank of India to announce its bi-monthly monetary policy this morning. Civil Aviation Ministry and DGCA review situation arising out of IndiGo's widespread operational disruptions and flight cancellations. NIA conducts searches at multiple locations in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Haryana and arrests four persons in connection with illegal arms trafficking. And India sends additional assistance to cyclone-hit Sri Lanka as death toll crosses 485. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.